I'm so glad to be in Reno, very grateful. I'm still trying to get into more different method of like caring my days. Be here, be in this world, but not be of it. I think I will get there soon. I really appreciate everything, every attention you give me. I feel very blessed.
You know, you work daily and all of that. But do me a favor. Of course, now you're going to go on a trip, but wherever you are, when you're too busy, when you watch yourself being busy and in a hurry, or busy is beginning to be a stress, no matter how important it is, how life-depending it is, let it go. At that moment, and see what happens. Just take my words for it. Let it go. Sit down or stand up. Take a few deep breaths and feel you are standing up or sitting down. Feel yourself. And then ask yourself, am I feeling this moment? All of a sudden, everything goes in perspective. If you're putting too much effort, it will pull you back. If something needs to be rearranged, it will rearrange it. But you can slow down if 8 hours you're not slowing down. But it has to be conscious. You have to consciously not fill up your day by busybody. In other words, say a project you had on the computer finished and you have another one. Stop. There are people that have done so much thinking and doing, they have a busybody. I'm not sure you are that way, but they always find things to do because they can't stand being still. So once you do that, you see such an amazing result. Then you don't have to look forward to the time you come home or some place that you're going to arrive to do it. That is my life. It's almost constant because I found out that not always effort gives good result. Sometimes it's a disastrous result. Because under stress, we don't think right. We don't make a right decision. And it's not coming from your intuitive part of your being. So as men, to both of you, you must slow down and open the gateway to what you want with not so much the power of the mind and the strength of the body, but by your spirit.
Thank you.
How do you deal with the guilt?
Few women took it to Baba. They said, we have guilt. Baba had tears coming down his eyes. He felt so bad for them. He says, God never made guilt. It's only your mind that is believing it.
Because if I don't do, I feel guilty. Why am I not doing?
Because you are in the habit of doing something at all time. And this is keeping you from your peace. Because every doing, you have to do a lot of thinking. Just trust me what I'm telling you. If you have a ball in front of you, means it's something you need to do, shoot it. But don't look for a ball. Don't take it away from other people to score the goal. You must do that because we don't want to finish this life unpeacefully.
Ajahn, I've thought so much about this. This is obviously a topic for me. The guilt, I think, comes from us thinking that we're the doer.
Even before you drop the doership, which is much harder, tell yourself, guilt is ego, body identification, trying me not to gain peace. Reason it out. Reason it out. If you can say I'm not the doer, you're absolutely right. But if you cannot say it, if you cannot realize it, then say, this is the trick of the mind to keep me from tranquility, to keep me from having peace in my own skin. And to me, the most noble thing is for a person to be able to be alone without distraction and feel contentment. And that is something we have to achieve.
Alone without
distraction.
Distraction. Mm-hmm. What do you mean distraction?
Wanting to do something, or maybe even read something, look something, call someone, look at the Instagram, look at the email, look at the text. Just sitting for a few minutes a day and see what's going on inside. What is happening?